It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thank you for joining us for a beautiful Friday episode of the Lunch Show. Today is March 24th, 2023. Delighted to be here as usual. Fully into spring as of Monday, March 20th. So that is wonderful also. I can definitely tell by all the pollen outside. That's just a part of the deal. All right. Before we get into the birthdays, which we have quite a few today, I just want to say you can email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com anytime you want to. If you say something worth sharing, I will read it on the program. That is a Lunch Show guarantee. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and every Friday. We try to get those episodes on the web by noon so you can have them on your lunch break. Get up to speed with what is going on in the world. That is what we are here for. So, all right, having said that, I would like to get into the birthdays. All right, Jack Johnson, he is 26 today. The Undertaker is 57, you know, the wrestler. Jim Parsons, 49. Jessica Chastain is 45. Peyton Manning is 46. Harry Houdini, and he, I don't have his age, but I have the years he lived, and that was 1874 to 1926. That's a pretty fascinating guy right there, I tell you. Tommy Hilfiger, 71. Allison Hannigan is 48. She was that girl in American Pie, the like Bandcamp girl. And Steve McQueen, he passed away in 1980. He lived from 1930 to 1980. All right, today's big news, fresh off the press. This one from ABC News. U.S. military carries out airstrikes in Syria after drone attack kills U.S. contractor. Yes, apparently a Iranian-backed drone killed and injured some Americans, killed one and injured five others. So that's, and amongst the injured, I believe, were two other Americans. So that's not good. But we retaliated at one of their, like an Iranian, Syrian camp. So, yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? I don't really have time to go too far into that. That's what you all are supposed to do if you're interested in that. But I will let you know where to get these stories. And that one is, in fact, from ABC News. All right, I've got one here from CNN. This one's, this is kind of fascinating. You can't do anything anymore, I'm telling you. Man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over ski collision expected to take stand in trial on Friday. What happened was, this is 2016, they're snow skiing. She collides into a guy, he gets injured, and this lawsuit is still going on. He is suing her. And what's next? Like, are you gonna, they were on a bunny slope. Isn't that just a part of it? That's the risk you take. You know what I mean? If he was in his 70s, maybe he shouldn't have been skiing. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to start a snow skiers insurance collision service. Like, yeah, ski insurance. I guess the big takeaway from this is if you're snow skiing somewhere and you see Paltrow coming down the slope, just pull over to the side and let her come through. Otherwise, you might get injured. All right. Oh, this is a good one from Newsmax. Newsmax DirecTV finalized renewal. They had a disagreement. Well, it wasn't a disagreement. Newsmax was dropped by DirecTV suddenly. And it was a couple months ago. And it really ruffled some feathers, but they worked it out. So good for them. Here's another one from Newsmax. And this one's, I really need your help on this. And I'm being totally sincere when I ask you this question. Autism rising, 1 in 36 8-year-olds have diagnosis. Okay, here's my question. I remember about 20 years ago, public awareness commercials coming on TV or whatever, talking about autism. They were saying, one in 144 have it. Okay. Fast forward 10 years ago, I hear the stat, same type of thing. 1 in 60 have it. So, okay, we're seeing a pattern here, an increase, obviously. And now we're seeing a statistic that says 1 in 36. So my question to you is, I don't know a whole lot about autism, but can a society, if everyone's autistic, can we function as a society? Like, can we still do all the stuff we do, like invent things and fix things and design things? I mean, because if we keep going in this direction, it just, you know, it only makes sense that we're all going to have it, you know, 20, 40 years from now, everyone's going to have autism if we keep going in this direction. So send me an email. Let me know what you think. I think it's pretty concerning. So I've been thinking about that one a while. And as I was seeing those numbers change on TV, I'm like, how is this going to end? Anyway. All right. This one is from Business Insider. Another Putin critic dies after falling out a window. Goodness gracious. You know, these are the stories that make me appreciate being an American. I'm not even going to say any more on that one. This one from ESPN. Brothers Eric and Mark Stahl declined to wear Panthers Pride Night jerseys. You know, unless their contract says you have to wear Panthers Pride Night jerseys, I don't, you know, they can do what the hell they want. They don't agree with it. They're citing inconsistencies with their religion. So that is what that is. All right, this one is crazy. This is from Camera One, and that's with a K. Tourist bungee cord snaps during a 100-foot jump. And this is a video. It's crazy. But he got injured, and he's suing. I mean, of course. I mean... All right, this one from Distractify, whoever the hell that is. Lotus drummer Chuck Morris and his son are missing, presumed dead. Apparently, this was a drummer for a jam band from the 90s, I think a Colorado band. He and his son were kayaking at Beaver Lake for spring break in Arkansas. And they never returned. And it sounds like they're definitely dead. So that I always hate these stories. But I just figured I would share it with you. Got to be careful when you're out on the water, folks. Alrighty. Got a story from Newsweek here. Photos show Lake Mead's water levels as Senator Mark Kelly issues dire warning. I've been watching a little bit on this Lake Mead stuff over the past year, and it's really crazy. These marinas are like in a completely different location than they were a year or two ago. just because the way the bottom of the lake is shaped and the water goes down. But the lake is at its lowest level in history. So that is very alarming, considering millions of people in several states rely on the Hoover Dam for energy and water. So we will see how that pans out. If it gets below Deadpool level, the dam will be useless. It won't do anything. That is Deadpool level. I think we're getting close to that level. All right, from Super Yacht News by E. Sisman. This is a YouTube Super Yacht channel. Massive blaze in Seattle boat facility. This was a massive blaze. It was not, I think it was part marina, part dry storage. But all the boats that burned were in dry storage. They were able to save the building, but 42 boats were destroyed. That's massive. You should go check that out online because it is quite a spectacle. After putting out the blaze, a bomb squad found a 32-year-old man hiding in a nearby boat with injuries. It went on to say after he is treated, he will be charged with larceny. All right, folks, I just wanted to say that we've got one more story left, and I know you know what that is. It's a good news story because that's how we always leave you here. It is the show policy. So, but before we get on to that story, I just wanted to say, send me emails. Let me know what you're thinking. Do all the stuff that we need you to do to support the show. Click on all those things. I'm tired of hearing it too, but you know, it has to be done if you want to keep the show around. So yes, do that. And you can send me emails at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We have new episodes every Tuesdays and Fridays. Don't miss those. And our good news story for today is from reasonstobecheerful.world. Seed planting drones are reforesting Canada with lightning speed. This is really cool. You know, this is where technology is really awesome, in my opinion. Dropping 5 seed pods per second into wildfire scarred lands, aerial type planting is quickly creating biodiverse forests from the sky. That is awesome, considering we need trees to breathe. All right, folks, I hope that leaves you on a good note, and I look forward to talking to you on Tuesday. And until then, I hope you all have an awesome weekend, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.